Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business-minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting-edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Hello, and welcome today to Passion for Business, the show where we share practical business bite-sized tips for you to digest and act upon. My name is Sharon McLean, and I'm your host today. I'm a business mentor, radio host, trainer, and consultant, helping businesses develop and grow. And today, I want to thank you for listening into the show. And the topic that we'll be discussing is procrastination to elevation. So this show is focusing on procrastination. It will also help you to discuss the key motivators to elevation. It will help you to focus on the benefits of taking action. And you'll end the show by getting some bite-sized tips that you can put into place straight away. So sit back and relax, or have a pen and paper and take some notes. And for those of you who might want to call into the show with a comment or something to say, the number to call in on is 646-668-8471. So that's 646-668-8471. The chat room is also open on Blog Talk Radio, so you can type in your comments or your questions there. And after the break, we will be taking questions. You can also email me, info@businesswithexcellence.com, with your comments and questions, or you can tweet me at Sharon BWE. So let's get into the show. 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than the ones you did do. And this is a quote taken from Inspiring Quotes. And as a nation, we are a nation of aspiring entrepreneurs. And when we look at the word procrastination, I want to break it down into two sections. The first word being pro, which in Latin means for, and crastinus in Latin means tomorrow. So procrastination means for tomorrow. And tomorrow is always a day away. It is human tendency for us to procrastinate. For those of you who are listening and feeling bad, you are not alone. Procrastination is a human tendency. I'm looking at why do we procrastinate. One of the main reasons behind procrastination is fear. The fear of failure, the fear of what people may say, the fear of getting things wrong. So procrastination is all about avoidance, and it's avoiding doing something that you know needs to be accomplished. And it's also the practice of doing something more pleasurable instead of doing something less pleasurable. And it's also carrying out the less urgent task instead of the more urgent one. So if you find yourself procrastinating, I'm going to give you some tips of how you can move from procrastination to elevation. The first tip I'd like to give you is make a list of the things that you want to do and why. Because once you decide what it is you want to do and then why you want to do it, that will be your motivation. So because you're motivated to do it and you've made that list, you can start to work on it. In terms of when you've done something, if you want to give yourself a reward, you make sure you bring that reward nearer so that you have a sense of achievement. So for example, in business, many clients I work with, they will procrastinate about their bookkeeping because they see it as a long, drawn-out exercise, completing paperwork. But if you were to actually set aside small chunks of your day, maybe 15 minutes or an hour, to concentrate on your bookkeeping, then you'd be able to get that done. And once you've done it, you will be able to have a reward. The other tip I'd like to give you is, when you are in the process of procrastinating, if you want to move to a level of elevation, have a process of achieving. So what is the steps that you're going to take to make sure that you achieve? You might want to write these down again into bite-sized, manageable chunks. So you've got an objective. Let's go with the bookkeeping, that you want to get all your books completed by the end of the tax year. Well, your steps for achieving might be to do a small amount each month, or it might be to talk with an accountant or a bookkeeper. So you put some steps in place. Another tip I want to give you in the terms of procrastinating to elevation is, remove the obstacles that are around you. So if you're the type of person that tries to do more than one thing at once and you get sidetracked, remove that out of your way for the time being and just focus on the one thing that you've got to concentrate on. You can also use a timer to break up your task. So if you've got a task that you want to achieve, you might put a timer on for an hour and say, within that hour, in my business or in my life, I'm going to focus on this task. And once the hour's up, I will stop, maybe have a break, and go on to something else. Another tip that is useful from procrastination to elevation is also working to deadlines. Now, that may seem like a lot of pressure to some of you, but if you have a deadline to work to, once you've achieved that deadline, you know that it is actually over. Positivity is another important factor when you're moving from procrastination to elevation. And it's important that you surround yourself with positive people. So people who are going to compliment you, encourage you, people who are like-minded, they will be able to help you in your business and give you lots and lots of encouragement. It's also great to keep up to date with information about your industry, so that when you are procrastinating about what you're going to do, read some information that you'll be able to encourage people or encourage your clients. So this helps you stay one step ahead. Believing in yourself. This is so important when you are focusing on moving from procrastination to elevation. You have to believe in the gifts that you have, the talents that you have, the skills that you have, and put some value on that. And know that what you are bringing is worthwhile and is encouraging to someone. And the other tip is, act with confidence. In my book, Business Pearls, I have a quote that says, confidence is like a badge. Wear it at all times. And if you wear confidence, and confidence is all about knowing. It's an attitude, but it's also a knowing. So if you want to become confident in an area of your business or an area of your life, you keep doing or practicing that thing over and over again until you become comfortable with it and it becomes part of your nature. And as something is a part of you, then you can act with confidence. Three more tips. Keep distractions to a minimum. So those phones, those emails, put them aside and focus on the task ahead. You'll be surprised that everybody gets 24 hours in a day, but not everybody uses their time constructively, because distraction can take you off focus and purpose. So try your best that you can keep those distractions to a minimum. And if you have a specific job that you want to complete, set yourself a timer so that you're able to complete those jobs, and that will take you closer to your goals. I want you to imagine moving from procrastination to elevation. Imagine how far you will go if you did only what you said. So, for example, if you've written a long list of things that you want to do and you speak out one of those things and you actually do it, you will feel much more sense of achievement than writing that long list and saying all of them. So, for example, in business, if you wanted to do a new website and you said, you know, I've got to get that done, don't then add another task to your list, but say the thing that you're going to get done and keep saying it until it's done. There is such a power in repetition, and that actually helps you to move in action. So if you keep talking about the thing that you want to get done, just that one thing, focus on it, keep doing it, then you will move from a level of procrastination to elevation. So what are some of the advantages of taking action? It helps you to feel confident. As a result, your sales will increase. You'll also keep focused. And moving from procrastination to elevation will also help you to keep moving. So you'll always be looking at new opportunities, new ventures. And that's really, really important. So I hope you're enjoying this topic on procrastination to elevation, and you're going to put some of the tips into progress for yourself, and you can let me know how you're getting on. As I said, it is a human tendency to procrastinate, but we can move from a point of procrastination to elevation. So what happens when elevation is noticeable? Well, one way to know that you've moved from procrastination to elevation is that you make the start. So you've actually made a start on what it is you said you want to do. And as a result of that start, you will see increase in your life, increase in your business. There's also opportunity for expansion, so you can expand. There's also opportunity for multiplication, so you can multiply in the things that you're doing. And there's also opportunity for fruitfulness. So you will feel accomplished, you will feel a sense of achievement when you move from doing what you're thinking about to actually moving in it. So tomorrow will always come, but the point is, do you have to leave something for tomorrow? So we're talking procrastination to elevation. And if you'd like to call in and comment, 646-668-8471. Please send me an email, info@businesswithexcellence.com. And if you'd like to tweet, it's at SharonDWE. In a moment, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, the chat room will be open up for questions, and I'll also be submitting some questions that we've received on procrastination to elevation. So feel free to submit your comments and your questions. And when we come back after the break, we'll be going into detail.
Welcome to Business with Excellence, where we're developing ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality, and we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearls, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Welcome back to Passion for Business. My name is Sharon McLean and I'm your host for today, business mentor and trainer, and we are discussing procrastination to elevation. So I hope some of the tips that I've shared with you have been of benefit and that you can put them into action in your personal life and in your business life. Right, we've got some questions here. One of the questions we've got is, why do people procrastinate? Well, thank you for that question. As I said before, procrastination is a human tendency, and most of the times we do it out of boredom, out of fear, and not wanting to do a task that we don't enjoy. So that's one of the reasons. Someone else has asked, what kind of things do people put off doing? Well, things that you don't like, for example. I know in my business, some people don't like marketing. But one thing is, the things that you don't like, you have to look at what effect will that have on your business or your life if you don't do them. Now, if you don't like marketing, you may not have any customers because marketing is the lifeblood of a business. So you might have to put a plan of action in place or get some support in how you can do your marketing to take your business forward. Another area that I work with clients in is in the area of finance. Some of my clients don't like keeping their books, particularly if they're from the creative industry. They might think it's more important to create products, create services, and just serve their customers that way. But part of business and part of good business success is in administration. So if you are procrastinating about your bookkeeping, particularly in the UK, and the deadline date for completing your tax return is a day away, then that could have severe consequences in terms of penalties and fees that you may have to pay. So that's one good reason not to procrastinate, because it could cost you in terms of money. Another question here, what is the difference between patience and procrastination? Thank you for that question. Well, patience is an objective. When you're being patient, you're waiting on something. So have you ever heard the term, I'll sleep on it? That may not be procrastinating, because you may have an important decision to make that you do not want to put a commitment to straight away. So you might want to take some time out of your day, or even over a period of time, days or weeks, to decide on if you want to make that decision. So you're going to be patient in that decision. But when you're procrastinating, you would know the task that you want to accomplish and you have to accomplish, but you're putting it off for some reason. So that's the difference between patience and procrastination. Another question here, it says, do you think people in other cultures are too relaxed or too much in a rush? When is it really bad to procrastinate? Okay, well, in terms of cultures, all cultures are different and people do things in different ways. So what I would say in answer to that question is for you to get to know your customer and their culture of doing things, because you could be rushing a customer who needs time to think, and you might think that they're procrastinating, but they're just working things through. And then you might have someone else who's taking a long time, and behind them taking a long time, their decisions might be rooted in fear. So you have to get to know the cultures and the groups of people you're working with so that you can answer that question for yourself in your area of industry and your area of business. Another question we've got, what can procrastinators do to change their lives? Well, one thing I would say is that you need to act on your decisions. And I would say maybe just start off with one thing that you would like to accomplish, say it, then put a plan of action into doing it. And if you want to get deeper within yourself, you could actually address the fear factor. By that, I mean, what is it that is really stopping you from moving forward? Because in life and in reality, there are two words, no and yes. Do you feel rejected when you hear a no? You might need to change your mindset regarding a no, because people are entitled to say no, and they're also entitled to say yes. And with every no, you might find someone who will give you a yes. So if you find yourself procrastinating and on a regular basis, you might need to look a little bit deeper on the fear factor. But if you want to work at a surface level, you might need to just make a decision and say, I am going to do this. And when you make that decision, you go and do it. Right, one more question. How can procrastination restrict you? Well, this is quite a broad question. And in terms of life or business, it can actually stunt your growth. So in your business, if there's a new venture that you might want to take on with someone, by you delaying it, that could be a make or break in your business. In life, there might be opportunities that are presented before you, and you might not want to take those opportunities, as I've said before, because of fear of failure or fear of rejection, and it means that you've missed an opportunity. It's important to realise that opportunities come all the time, but it's also important to realise that you don't actually know when the opportunity will come. So if you want to move to a point of elevation, make sure you seize the moment and take the opportunity when it actually comes. We've got another question here, and someone's asking, in business, do you appear to be pushing people in terms of when you've made your decision, is it good to push people into decisions without them deciding for themselves? Well, what I would say is that everyone is an individual, and in terms of moving forward in your business, I would say that confidence is very, very important when you're making decisions. And with confidence, you need to get all the information, have it in front of you, and then you can make an informed decision on the things that you would want to do. So that's another encouragement in terms of procrastination to elevation. So I want you to do a little exercise for me. When the show finishes, I want you to email me some of the things that you are going to do in terms of moving from a level of procrastination to elevation. As I said today, you can make a list of the things that you want to do and the reason why. And your reason why is your motivation. What is your motivation for doing things? You can also look at how you're going to set up a process of achieving. So you might want to organize your tasks, your life issues in manageable chunks so that you can work on one step at a time, and at the end you know that you've achieved. So for example, if you're doing a course to update your skills, you'll know that as you go through the course, there'll be different learning outcomes, different achievements that you will want to make, and you can actually mark it as a milestone. Oh, I did that essay. I spent 3 hours reading this. And these are your processes of achievement. And for those of you who have obstacles, all types of distractions will come in life. That is just life. But you can look at how you're going to remove the obstacles. And the one step that I will give you is to have a timer to break up your task. So you get 24 hours in a day. If you've got a long task that you want to work on, give it your full attention and focus, and also take breaks in between. So I want to encourage you that you can move from a point of procrastination to elevation. And in ending this show, I want to give you a few more tips that you can go away with. Mastery, consider what you have succeeded at in the past, because this will help you to move from a level of procrastination to elevation. Also, look at your developmental objectives. What I mean by that is, what do you need to improve upon? Be honest with yourself and look at the areas that you need to improve. And also, see others around you succeed and hear from others that you are capable. When you get encouragement, it's so important to know that you can achieve. And the big one is your mindset. Stay positive. Stay looking at what can you do by moving from saying, I think, to I know, to I am going to do this. Have a positive attitude. Be around people who are positive. So for those of you who would like to keep updated, please email me, info@businesswithexcellence.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at SharonBWE. If you've enjoyed the show, please log in again next week, Monday at 9:30, where we'll be having another guest on our show. And if you're based in the UK, we have a big business event called Pitch, Market and Sell, where you've got an opportunity to promote your businesses to others. And you can book online. That's going to be taking place in the UK in Croydon. And that's www.pitchmarketsell.eventbrite.co.uk. So I want to thank you all for listening today, and please stay in touch. Thank you for your questions, and see you again on the next show.
Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired, and we'll tune in again for
Passion for Business.